Welcome everybody to the second episode of the Pokecast, where we are in Cherry Grove City and about to get our running shoes so we can go super fast. Oh yeah. So we just need to go left and talk to this old man. And he's going to say, exclamation point, you are a rookie trainer, aren't you? I can tell. Well, of course we're a rookie trainer, because we just got our Pokemon one episode ago, and we haven't even beaten any gyms. That is okay. Everyone's a rookie at some point. If you'd like, I can teach you a few things. Okay, what can you teach me? Okay, then follow me. So, I am so sorry. I forgot that you weren't wearing the running shoes. That'll explain how you're so fast at such an old age. I'll try to go as slow as possible. So try keeping up. So, he just drags us to the Pokemon Center, and he says, this is a Pokemon Center. They heal your Pokemon in no time at all. You'll be relying on them a lot, so you better learn about them. Now we're going to the Pokemart. I spent a lot of time playing Pokemon Black or the newer games because usually in them, the Pokemart and the Pokecenter are connected. Well, he says, this is the Pokemart. They sell Pokeballs for catching wild Pokemon. But they don't have any Pokeballs yet because a man in there says, they ran out of Pokeballs, blah, 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 blah. But there are also antidotes in there and potions. Route 30 is out this way. Trainers will be battling their Pokemon there. If you go a little further, you'll see Mr. Pokemon's house. Now we're going to the beach side and standing in the water. We can see someone fat on the other side standing in the water too. This is the sea, as you can see. Hey! Not cool, Mr. Old Man. Some Pokemon are only found in the water, like Magikarp. Okay. Now we're going to go to his house. Here, it's my house. For your effort with keeping up with me, I'll give you my running shoes. They're still warm. What? That's no sense of privacy. Why would you give your own running shoes? And how do you know if they're going to fit? That's just disgusting, man. Got you, didn't I? Don't worry. These ones are brand new. Thank you very much. You had me worried. Roku received the running shoes from the guy gent. So they're going to call you GG because your initials are GG. So GG, Mr. Guy gent. So, the instruction says, touch the sprint button on the touchscreen to sprint. It also says, hold the B button down to sprint. So, there's not really that many things to do in this town. But anyways, we're just going to head out off here to Route 30. But first, we're going to heal up my Pokemon. Because during last episode, we kind of got hit by a bunch of tackles, but that's okay, because, boom, we just talked to Miss Destroy over here, and then she'll restore my tired Pokemon. Would you like the rest of my Pokemon? Yes, sirree! Ding, 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 ding! That haven't happened yet, but that's okay. I'll take your Pokemon for a few seconds. Dun, 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 dun. Thank you for waiting. We have restored your Pokemon to full health. Please come back anytime.
Wait.
So, I just heal up my Pokemon, and I'm going to head up to the Pokemart because my Pokemon feeling a little bit sick, and I don't want to get poisoned. So I'm going to buy a few antidotes because I have plenty of potions. So, Let's go and get some antidotes. Welcome. What do you need? I'm going to buy some stuff. So I need some potions. No, I don't need no potions. I want them antidotes. Certainly, how many antidotes do you want? I would like 15. No, I don't want 15. I just want 10. Yes, I want 10. 10 antidotes. Yes, sirree. Please, please, please. Here you are. Thank you very much. You put these antidotes in the medicine bucket. So, there's a man here that says, I'll just talk to him. Is there anything I may do for you? Please come again. Well, anyways, there's a man over here who says, who looks sufficiently like Charon. When I'm walking in the tall grass, a bug type Pokemon poisoned my Pokemon. I just kept going, but my Pokemon nearly fainted. You should keep an antidote with you. Oh, wrong person. This person. Yes. Go. They're fresh out Pokeballs. When will they get more of them? See, that's the guy. Okay, now let's go outside. This is boring. So let's just go to Route 30 with our we are super fast. Oh, I thought Toad was talking for a second. I made it. I forgot about one thing. This is another token from me. Take it. The guy loaded the map card onto Roku's Pokegear. Thank you very much, GG. Roku's Pokegear can now show the town map. Select Pokegear on the touchscreen and then select town map. You'll see the map of the region you're currently in. The Pokegear, da 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 da. So, anyways, this GG is going to bid us away, and now we're on Route 30 where we can spin around in circles and try and find a Pokemon. Or you can just get an item. But before we could have got the item, we were stopped by a Pidgey, a level 4 Pidgey. Okay, we're going to beat it. We're going to bop it in the head because we want to get more experience. So I just go set up with 2 leers so we can one shot the Pidgey because I like one-shotting things. But it's not technically one-shotting. I think it's like 3-shotting, but I'm not sure. I'm confused. Well, and now we're going to go water gun. Oh, we're going to go water gun on that Pidgey because water gun's cool. So we're going to... What? That didn't do that much damage. Let's see if Scratch would have done more damage. Scratch would have done more damage. That's interesting. Well, anyways, we still killed it. And that's okay. We didn't kill it, but let's just go get this item over here. What is this item? It is a potion! Oh yeah. So, and speaking of potions, I may want to heal a Mr. Sokka. So I'm just going to the bag and select the potions. More potions. I have 6 potions. I'm going to use one on to Sokka. So, now we are going to continue on our way to Mr. Pokemon's house. Is this guy a trainer? I don't think so. Oh, you're wearing the running shoes. They make you feel like you're fly, don't they? But beware of wild Pokemon trainers. When you're running, the noise will attract them. Okay. I'll be careful not to wear running shoes in the grass. But Here is a house, and outside there's an apricorn tree, but many people think this is the Mr. Pokemon's house, but no, this is the apricorn guy house. So, we're just going to the apricorn house, because I want some apricorns. I want an apricorn box, so I can get some apricorns. You did mean to visit my house. How kind of you. Do you have any apricorns? Apricorns drink beer fruit once a day. I have one of those trees too. Apricorns are really something. You can make Pokeballs and other things out of them. That's kind of sad because they got rid of that in the future games. Well, anyways, they're quite useful. I have a feeling this is meant to be, and so I'm so happy to give you an apricorn box. Roku obtained the apricorn box. Woohoo! So what the apricorn box does is to allow you put some apricorns in it. And apricorns are really good. Like he said, you can make Pokeballs out of it. You can make like moon balls and love balls and quick balls, fast balls, other cool stuff. I personally like the quick balls. The quick balls are really good. And because you have to throw on the first turn, it's so much more fun because you don't need to spend that much time catching a Pokemon. So here is the apricorn tree out of his house. It's an apricorn tree. We're going to shake it, wiggly, 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 and boom, we get an apricorn. It's a green apricorn. Roku obtained the green apricorn. Roku put the green apricorn in the apricorn box. So if we go into the bag, and then we can see in here, it is the apricorn box. And in the apricorn box is used, and see, whoa, there's a green apricorn inside. So that's interesting enough. So now we're going to head to the real Mr. Pokemon's house. So let's just hope we don't get any encounters. Boom, so lucky. Let's see if that guy up, you can't see him, but let's see if he's a trainer or not. So let's go see. Your trainer boy? No, it's not a trainer. Oh, we haven't fought a trainer yet. Okay. Stop. Okay. You're talking about PP. Sorry. Well, PP is basically how much energy your Pokemon has. Like, my water gun has 15 PP, so he can use it 15 times without running out of energy. Oh no, an encounter! Why? Encounter? And it's a Pidgey. I want a Pidgey because I like Pidgeot. I might have said that in the other, my previous episode, but I don't know. So let's go fight it. Let's try a different strategy. Let's just scratch it. Scratch it. Scratch. That's a much better strategy. No scratch, and we can take it out in 3 turns without losing that much health. Which is amazing. Last time we lost like 12 health. Now we only lost like a little bit. Like 4 health. Why didn't I just do that the first time? So dumb, David. Okay, we're just going to go up this grassy part. And it's quite astonishing that we haven't got any single encounter. But anyways, over here is a pink apricorn tree. The apricorn tree with a pink apricorn. So they just shake it about. And finally, we're at Mr. Pokemon's house. It's a pink apricorn! Roku obtained the pink apricorn! Roku put the pink apricorn in the apricorn box. So let's just go down and around and into Mr. Pokemon's house! Woohoo! So what you gonna say, Mr. Pokemon? Oh, Professor Oak, what you doing there? Are you Mr. Pokemon? It was I! But no, it's another person with a shady hat. It was I who sent an email to Professor Elm earlier. Gets me a lemonade, thank you very much. This is what I want Professor Elm to have. I obtained the mystery egg. Let's see if you can hatch it. Is the mystery egg hatchable? Or a hatchimal? Whatever. So, Mr. Pokemon says, he is the best one. That is a quote from the Professor Oak. Quote from the famous Professor Oak. Hello, Professor Oak.
Oh.
You just healed my Pokemon while I had to use the potion apart. So, hello, Professor Oak. What are you going to do? Professor Oak, and with that, I'm Professor Oak, a Pokemon researcher, so you're a Roku. I was just visiting my friend, Mr. Pokemon. I heard you're running an errand for Professor Elm. So I waited here. Professor Oak, Professor Elm, those are all trees, but whatever. Professor Walnut, next Pokemon. And the next Pokemon from Gen 9 is going to be Professor Walnut. Or Professor, like, what you think? Professor Lilypad, or Professor Banana Peel, Professor Palm. Hey, that's not that bad. Professor Palm. Okay, anyways. Professor Oak is super nice because he gives me the Pokédex. Pokédex. Thank you very much. Don't meet many kinds of Pokemon to complete the Pokédex, but I've stayed too long. I gotta go to Goldenrod for a radio show. Mr. Celebrity, Mr. Oak, what are you doing? Let's exchange numbers just to be on the safe side. Roku registered Professor Oak in the Poke Year. Okay. And Professor Oak just leaves without another word. Now with cool music and Totodile walking for no apparent reason, let's talk to Mr. Pokemon and get out. Let's just get out of here. You don't need to talk to Mr. Pokemon. Let's... Okay. Oh, Professor L? Professor L, why are you calling us? Hello, Roku. It's a disaster. This is terrible. What should I do? No. I was stupid. But he said something terrible has happened and come back here now. So anyways, I'm going to head on back. But first, we must do a most important thing in the world. We must go into Pokemon. So, we just go into the Pokemon and see if the Mr. Egg is there. Because usually you can hatch Pokemon. Nope, Pokemon Egg is not there. Because he's in a bag. What's the Mr. Egg do? Is it like the Lucky Egg? Aw, we can't hatch it. That's so not cool. I want a mystery egg. Mystery egg sounds cool. This egg that has a mysterious nature. No! Why? An encounter? I just walked into a tiny bit of grass and then boom! An encounter. Go Sokka. Beat up that Pidgey. Use water gun. Okay, maybe I use water gun this time. Whoa! Come on, you live in one hell? That's not right. Ugh. Maybe I should have sent one Leer. But anyways, we're going to go head on back to Mr. Poke. I can't talk today. So, we're going to head on back to Mr. Elms. Elms box guy. Professor Elms, what you call it? Laboratory. Well, anyway, we're going to speed on through because did you know the tab makes you super tab? Because Zed in Desmume makes you super fast, so I can race there like I'm on a bike. So we're already back in Cherry Grove City, and this is going to we're going to meet our rival, a random person. Hello. You got a Pokemon at the lab. What a waste. That's a Pokemon that's too good for a wimp like you. Don't you get what I'm saying? Well, I too have good Pokemon. I'll show you what I mean. And we are battled by a Passerboy. So, hello, Passerboy. We're trying by Passerboy. Passerboy sends out Chikorita. Chikorita is, to be honest, not really that good. You should always choose Totodile or Cyndaquil. So, we'll fight. And then we're going to scratch him super hard. Oh, we scratched them. Oh yeah. So and then he tackled us. But we'll spray him with a water gun. Yay. That's not that smart. Why did I do that? That was dumb. We should have just scratched it. Keep on scratching it. Oh, Sugarita used tackle. Sokka used scratch. Oh, Sugarita used growl. Sokka used scratch. Critical hit. The full Chikorita fainted. Sokka gained 67 points. Yay! Sokka learned rage? What does rage do? You wanna know who I am? I'm going to be the world's greatest Pokemon trainer! That was the guy who was snooping around Professor Elm's laboratory. Wait a second, why is he coming back? Give it back! That's my trainer card! Oh no! You saw my name! What is his name? So let me just go check something. What does rage do? I have no clue. I think it does more damage if he doesn't like your trainer. Or like something like that. Let's try it. Let's see what it is. We'll check it later. So sadly you're going to have to end off this episode over here. So in this episode, a short recap, we went all the way to Mr. Pokemon's house, got the apricorn box, and even got a mystery egg. What is in that egg? I don't even know. But I hope you all enjoyed this podcast. Remember to tune in and send me a voice message, and bye bye.